on your radio, online, and on the ABC Listen app. This is ABC Gippsland.
It's 22 past nine. Hopefully your morning is going well. Danielle McAlpine-Johnson is on a mission to redefine what it means to be beautiful. Former beauty pageant queen grew up in Gippsland and is on the hunt to find new kinds of inspirational role models for Aussie women and girls. And she's using her extensive experiences in front of and behind the camera to get the job done. Her company, Cheeky Mac Productions, has landed a deal with Channel 10. And the new TV show, Behind the Sash, is set to premiere on the 26th of October. Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Congratulations. That all sounds pretty exciting.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having us on the show.
No worries. So how did this idea for Behind the Sash come about?
So it's kind of been brewing about 4 years now, and it wasn't long ago that we actually pushed the button and decided to make it happen once we heard from Channel 10. So it's kind of been sitting on the shelf for a little bit, and it's been evolved from an idea into hopefully a concept that Australia really, really enjoys.
Yeah, and the title says a lot, Behind the Sash. You kind of get this idea that you're going to kind of go behind the scenes in beauty pageants. Is that what this is about?
Well, in actual fact, it's not about a beauty pageant. It's actually about these four phenomenal women on a hunt who have come from pageant background but are now actually redefining the platform and creating something that hopefully Australia will embrace, and we're eliminating all competition and comparison between women and some of the things that we found challenging in our journey, but also celebrating the things that we really enjoyed.
Mm. So what do you think is so damaging about beauty pageants?
I mean, look, myself and Giselle and Becky and Sophia, we've had some really phenomenal times within our journey in the industry, but we've also come up against, I guess, the stigmas that sometimes creep in between women, where there's a lot of competition and comparison and sometimes the tearing down of each other, when what it really should be is building each other up and forming a really strong sisterhood. That's what this show is all about.
So how do you change that? How do you change, because this is a pretty entrenched kind of idea of what should happen, and when traditions are formed, sometimes it's hard to break those. So how can we change that?
I think first of all, setting a really good example for our next generation. Giselle and Becky and Sophie and I are really trying to showcase some of Australia's most influential women who are out in the field and fighting against social injustice. And hopefully we can reshape and redefine what, you know, women should be doing in the world and the way that we look upon our fellow sisters.
Yeah, but I mean, it's huge to try and change that, because you've got, you know, people like Kim Kardashian who've got these huge followings, and it seems to be, you know, their value seems to be very much based around their appearance, right? So how do you kind of go against that?
Some of the women that we are showcasing through Behind the Sash, it's quite evident that they're aesthetically stunning. They're beautiful on the outside, but I think what's important to showcase is their inner beauty and the substance within them. So some of the women that you see through this program are true leaders and pillars in their community. And if we can refocus the spotlight onto women such as these, as opposed to constantly putting it on those that, you know, look, I don't judge people like Kim Kardashian at all. They're on their own journey. And yes, they may seem superficial on the outside, but I think if we can shine a light more so on women who are really standing on the front line of these issues and standing up as role models in the community, that's where we're going to start to see a shift. And it's going to take repetition. It's going to take many people doing the same thing, but hopefully we're pioneering a way for others to continue down the same path.
Mm, and so one of those women is Gippslander Sally Jones, who features on the show. What is it about Sally's story? Because we've chatted to her a few times as part of her work with Gippsland Jersey. What is it about her story that makes her a great role model for Aussie women?
Oh, I mean, her story, I probably know some of the trials and tribulations that she's been through, but Sally lost her father to suicide a few years ago, and, you know, that would rock anybody's world. She's actually taken it as a fire in her belly to pursue, I guess, a path for other farmers that are struggling with mental health, and she's pioneering a way for the dairy farmers down in Gippsland, and she's a sensational woman. I don't know if you've met her in person, but she just glows with charisma. And, yeah, she's got a real funk about her. So she's a really, really cool chick.
Who are some of the other women who you're featuring on this show?
Oh, gosh, we've got so many. So we've got, I guess I'll go in order. We've got Tasha McAlpine, who's up in our first episode, and she's shining a light on youth suicide up in the Kimberley in regional outback Australia, up in Western Australia. And she's a pillar of strength within her community. And then we've got Lucy Holmes, who's the host of Light FM, and she took us all the way over to Nepal, where we actually were able to witness a child's sight being restored. So that was a pretty off-the-chain experience. Yeah, we've got Lucia, we've got Ali, who else? We've got Marisha. Oh, there's 8 women. Another young lady, Kay, took us over to the Philippines, where we were able to experience the rebuilding of entire communities who live in the slums and are relocated into safe housing. So that was a pretty extraordinary experience in itself.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you're a Gippslander. So where did you grow up, Danielle?
So I grew up in beautiful Longford, yeah, down in Gippy.
Yep, yep.
Spent my entire childhood there and moved to the Big Spoke when I was 18 years old.
And so you represented Australasia at beauty pageant contest in China back in 2015. What was that like?
Oh my gosh, it was an incredible experience where I met a few phenomenal women, and it was an experience I'll certainly never forget, and something that I'll carry with me forever. Yeah, there was something that happened on the stage about an hour before we went to live broadcast that was fairly horrific. We got a phone call from Becky's family, my other cast member, and her father had lost his life to suicide as well. She was obviously, her ground was broken, and yet she still went on stage 20 minutes later and led the show and did a phenomenal job. So her backstory is truly inspiring, and I can't wait for Australia to hear all about her.
Well, it sounds like there's some really powerful stories involved. Thank you for giving us a little bit of an insight into what you've been doing and how you've put this show together. We'll wait to see it on the TV.
Oh, thank you so much for having us on board. And yeah, I hope that Australia jumps behind it. Yeah, enjoys it as much as we have making it.
Thank you. Danielle McAlpine-Johnson, who grew up in Longford and is the producer and co-host of a new TV show, Behind the Sash, which will premiere on Channel 10 on the 26th of October, and it's kind of sharing the stories of several women across the world, and including Jindavik Dairy Farmer Sally Jones. It's all about empowering women and giving them new kinds of inspirational role models to look to. And we kind of talked a bit about about suicide in that chat there. So, of course, the Lifeline number is 13 11 14 if you need to speak to someone. They do a fantastic job at Lifeline. You can call them any hour of the day, 13 11 14.